You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. And hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. I do appreciate it. Today is Monday, August 22nd, and glad to be with you today. I don't know if I told you or not, but Julie and I went down to Houston, Texas, Friday. Her cousin's husband passed away, and we really felt that we should go down there and support the family. And me being a musician, I volunteered to play the hymns or whatever they needed for the service, and I played the the prelude and the postlude and all that stuff for the memorial service. It was held at Bear Creek United Methodist Church in west part of Houston. And it's funny, when Julie and I used to live there 38 years ago, that was really like just becoming a growing area, a growing region. And now it is so grown up, it's just crazy. We were just kind of in shock of everything we saw around the western part of Houston. You don't have to go into downtown Houston to be part of Houston now. It is just way in the suburbs now. And out at, you know, Mason Road, Fry Road, those used to be, you know, way out in the country. Cyfair High School used to be way out in the country on Hempstead Highway. No longer, folks. It's just like boom, boom, boom. It's just grown up crazy. So we went down, we drove down Friday morning and got to our hotel, stopped in College Station to see Julie's mom. Always glad to see her and assess what she might need. And we're glad we did, because we ended up going to the store for her and getting some things she needed Friday night. Took it to her Saturday on the way home. So we got down there and stayed at Country Inn and Suites in that part of the country, Farm Road 15, what is that, 1960, Farm Road 1960, right there on 290 and Highway 6. Had a good evening meal. We went to a place called Blue Water. I have photographs on my Facebook page if you're friends with me on Facebook. If you're not, look me up and be my friend. It was called the Blue Water, 290, and a great seafood place we found right across from our hotel. And then Saturday, we did go to the memorial service at Bear Creek United Methodist Church. I played a Kauai grand piano. I think it's about 9 foot long. Just a wonderful piano to play. Had a great time with the sound man. Talked to him, named Christian, a really helpful guy. And the pastor there, just a great guy. Dr., I don't remember his first name, Bynum, I think is his last name. And great guy. Great young pastor there. Had a great time visiting with family. And just, you know, family needs to be together when they can. And it just, you know, that's what it's all about. Faith, family, and friends, as I heard on the television just a while ago. And so we were doing our part and supporting our family. And then Julie and I, as soon as it was over and we were able to leave about, I don't know, 12:30 or so, we got in the car and storms were getting ready to hit that area. And we get on the highway, which normally takes about an hour and 10 minutes, maybe, hour and 15 from that part of Houston to College Station where we were going. This time it took two hours. We had traffic jammed because of road construction and then also torrential rains on the way to College Station. It was really quite a time, and I had to go really quite slow. You know, I mean, 40 in a 75 speed limit area is very slow, but you had to do that to survive. So we did it and made it back to Julie's mom's assisted living place. Visited with her about an hour. I actually took a nap, which was very helpful for me. I needed that. And then we got on the road and went the back way. After we got on to Hillsboro on I-35, we went the back way, which we like to go the back way through Weatherford, Texas, and Decatur, Texas, up through Bowie, Texas. And then we end up, I think it's Waurika, Oklahoma, Duncan, Marlow, Rush Springs, and we end up in Chickasha. And then we come home on the turnpike that's down there. So it's a good short trip to Houston and back. Some of my friends said, "You did that?" I said, "Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you have to do what you need to do for your family." And that was one of the things I felt like I needed to do. And I knew I couldn't miss church on Sunday. really needed to be there. And so we got back at 11:15 Saturday night. I'm not saying woe is me, but yes, I was tired. Julie was tired, and I went to bed as soon as I could. And thankfully, got about 6 hours sleep, but I really felt pretty good yesterday morning. I wasn't too exhausted. I did take a nap Sunday afternoon, but, you know, the Lord was with us, and we had a great time. I just told Julie, though, I don't want to travel in the back roads of Texas or Oklahoma anymore at night. Too dangerous. I did run over two dead animals, small, you know, they were dead something, and almost hit a coyote or a wild dog, whatever it was. It was out in the country, no man's land. And I was thinking, what if I'm out here and there's hardly any cell towers out here? And what if I have a flat or engine trouble and I can't get a hold of AAA and no one comes to get me? What am I going to do? And I was thinking like that, and I'm thinking, I need to avoid going to the back roads late at night. And so even my son said, Dad, why don't you take I-35? It's much safer. And I said, yes, I know, but we just didn't do it. So now, if I can't make it back in daylight hours, you know, look out, I'm probably not going to come home that day. That's what I've kind of decided now. The old man doesn't need to drive at night, especially when you're running over animals and almost hitting coyotes. Made it home, had a good lunch, and saw some family and friends, and then we just crashed, you know. I can't even tell you what we did last night. I guess I don't remember. I guess we watched a little TV. I'm not sure. And then today, I had a funeral to take care of and help out around the sound at St. Andrew's United Methodist Church here in town. And I ran a sound for a dear lady that departed, and they had a memorial service for her. And that's what I was going to tell you about today is her memorial service was so sweet. They had so many kind words about this lady. And I was thinking, man, I hope people can say that about me when I'm gone. They were always saying how cheerful she was, how kind she was, generous. And in the midst of her pain, she had cancer or something that took her life, but in the midst of her not feeling good, they said most of the time you did not know she didn't feel good. She would always smile. She'd always have something nice to say, always, you know, wanted to make you feel good, wanted to know more about you and your family. The pastor said she was always more interested in me and my family. It was amazing, this lady, just a regular person living here on this earth that's now gone on, but she had a wonderful legacy, how she was kind and helpful and cheerful, even in the midst of her tragedy of being sick with cancer. And so it was funny, during the delivery of the sermon or that during that part, someone's phone went off. And there was a small group of senior citizens there and some family members and the pastors and me. And the phone went off. And this phone had a particular ringtone. It wasn't just a normal ring, you know, whatever. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It was a train whistle. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! And it did it. And whoever's phone it was, they wouldn't answer. They wouldn't stop and turn it off or anything. It just kept going on and on. And finally, Pastor David said something funny and said, that's kind of funny. And someone said, well, she did like trains. And we just all cracked up because it was so funny. And so the highlight of my day today was being at this memorial service for this dear lady who I did not know, but these people just had great things to say about her when she came to the Bridge Club, when she came to Sunday school, when she was part of the Red Hat Society, just great things. And I'm thinking, that's what I want. I want people to say nice things about me when I'm gone. I don't want them to remember Chuck as the mean old man. I don't want them to remember Chuck as, you know, it always had to be Chuck's way or no way at all, you know. I don't want them to remember Chuck was mean. I don't want them to remember Chuck was angry or loud or mad at people or all the time. I know it's funny, when I was worship pastor at our church, being the leader, I do like things done particular ways, and even now I do. But being the leader of it, of a situation, worship team or whatever, a band or whatever, you want things done right. I like things done perfectly. If you can play the song perfectly, do it. You know, if you make one or two mistakes, that's fine. Just keep going, you know. And so sometimes, though, people will be playing something or singing something, and they called it the look. You never wanted to get the look from Pastor Chuck, and that's me. And it's funny because I've been known to give the look and don't necessarily mean anything by it, but I give the look when I'm not pleased with what I'm hearing, or in my mind I'm thinking it could be a little bit better, but, you know, we're working with all volunteers. Hey, this is really good for what it is. So it's funny, people say, Pastor Chuck gives a look. I try not to give the look anymore now that I'm not the leader of the band. So anyway, hey, I've gone on long enough, but so nice to hear great things about a lady who had lived a wonderful life. And also the memorial service we went to in Houston, the man, Julie's cousin's husband, just a nice man. I never had talked to him more than 5 minutes in my life. But every time I got around him, he was a joy to be around. And people talked about how his humor was great and how he was a provider. And they had great things to say about him. And I was thinking, you know, we should all strive to have that when we pass from this earth, that people have some nice things to say about us. So here's my challenges for us today and for the rest of this week, as today is Monday. Let's work on being the better selves that we can be. And as someone put on Facebook today, something about it doesn't really cost you anything to be kind. And so why don't we just start this week being kind to one another and reaching out in love and saying nice things about each other now. Don't wait till someone's gone. Say nice things about them now. So thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. It is inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Today, thoughts have come to you from our journey down to Houston and two memorial services I've been part of in the last 4 days. And the last 3 days, sorry. And just a joy to share these with you. Let's strive to be kind. Let's strive to love one another. And I'll see you tomorrow, tomorrow's podcast, Chuck's Favorite Things. Signing out. Bye-bye.